Well, Gehring track and field coach has been really good again this spring. I'm watching athletic.net on the girls' side, on the boys' side, and I know you guys are pumped up, ready to go. Just got to make a short trip up to Alliance for this one coming up on Tuesday. But, Phil, as a whole, it's been a good spring for you, girls and boys.
It has been. It's been pretty exciting. We've got some great stuff happening. We had some pretty high expectations for a few kids, and they were able to meet those early. You know, Parker Palser being a freshman, breaking the school record in the triple jump first day out, and then just trying to maintain that performance level. Jack C. John, Axton Stone, same thing, breaking school records. Riley Luce, and that really trickles over to that younger group of kids. So it's been pretty exciting.
I was going to stick with the girls first. Riley Luce, sure. Wow, and the hurdles, coach. Wow, hundreds, the 300s, runs a leg on your 4x1. This young lady can do a little bit of everything, can't she?
She can, and she's been asking for the 4x4 as well. It's a heavy load every week she wants to do, but she's definitely a representation of what it looks like to get better every year. You know, she works hard. She has high expectations. If things don't go well, she pouts a little bit, but then moves forward. Like, what do I need to do to get better? And she always asks me to give her a heavy load each week, but so I have to monitor that on my end of making sure we don't overrun her, because she would. She's an ultra competitor, and she likes to get better every week.
I think in the past you've had some great hurdlers there in the past. Has she got your school records or close to them?
She has the school record in the 300. She actually broke it last year and then broke it again this year at Best in the West. The school record in the 100, she's maybe 3/10 of a second off. So she's shooting for that one. So she's easily one of she's our best 300 hurdler in school history, and easily top 3 or 4 in the hundreds.
You mentioned Jack C. John is on top of the districts in the shot, but that's a tough field. You got 3, 42, 41, 40, 39. So that shot event's going to be pretty fun to watch, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And she's another one who represents that growth mentality. You know, even as a freshman, having an opportunity to go down to state and didn't do well. And she's used that as an opportunity to focus on what she needs to do to get better. She was very patient early on. I know that her expectations have gone a lot higher than I know what she had even as a freshman coming into the season. And it took her a little while to get going, and she kept saying, I just need this throw. But she's patient. She works hard. And when she finally got over that 42 mark again, almost 43, it reminded her that her hard work will pay off. And it's just fun to see her success come from that hard work.
In fact, you could score a ton of points in the field events early, coach, with what you have. And boy, the high jump, you've got two, not one, but two. And up there, you know, a ton of girls. I mean, there's 7 girls 5'4" or better. So that's going to be a dogfight in that event.
Oh, absolutely. And Coach Plummer, who's our high jump coach, he and I were talking that there was a time where 4'8", 4'10" could qualify. 5'1", 5'2" could medal. And now we're thinking 5'4" is what it's going to take to get there. We're dealing with a little bit of an injury on one of our girls, but we're hoping by Tuesday she'll be good. If we can get two, and maybe we have an outside chance for a third in that high jump, that's going to be exciting.
And you mentioned the Rotherham girls, just a freshman. The Stans girls, just a sophomore. And then you mentioned the Polzer girls, another freshman, a great jumper. So your future looks bright,
absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely. And we've talked about that too, and just having early success really helps. And then having somebody like Jaxie, who's been there and who's been around, and shows that, hey, you can continue to get better even when the marks are already that high.
And the boys' side, coach, the middle distance to distances, the half, the mile, the 2 mile, you've got a young man, Axton Stone, who's right up there. Mm-hmm. And I know the Gothenburg kid is pretty good. So those three events are going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be a grind. We've been talking about it throughout the year, and watching the kid from Gothenburg get better. It's going to be a tough triple if he wants to do it. We loaded it up at Best in the West to see if he could handle it. He actually handled it better than I thought. You know, he did all three within about a 2 hour span, set a PR, set our school record in the 1600. He surprises me every week with what he can do, but it shouldn't come as a surprise with the amount of work he's put in and just the focus he's had. But our district is going to be a fun one to watch.
In your relays, I know you're right up there. There's some good ones in the 4x1, 4x4, 4x8. Have you had one meet where you've ran all the ones you won for district, or are you kind of saving it for this one day?
Well, we've been debating it. We haven't loaded up a relay yet. Our 4x1 has been, we've mixed and matched a little bit, but like with Axton having some personal goals, we didn't put him in some of the relays. Our 4x8 could drop a significant time if we load him up with Joel Brown, who's running outstanding right now as well. If for those two guys, if we load them up and put them in that relay, they have a chance. But we don't want to jeopardize their individual goals either. If we're kind of outside with Gothenburg having a great relay team, Alliance having a phenomenal one right now, Scott's Bluff, like we're on the outside, but I know we could be competitive if we put those two guys in.
I know you got a thrower, another freshman, Garrett Wagner, who in both events, I know he's kind of middle of the pack right now when it comes to district standings, but you never know. He unleashes a big one. He could get himself a ticket to Omaha as well.
Absolutely. He and I talked about that earlier in the year because he wants to do everything. He wants to long jump, high jump, triple jump, throw away. I said, well, you're limited to four events. So we've been putting him in things and taking him out of things, and he's been pretty patient. He's understanding the process, and he knows that, hey, this week we're not going to throw as much, we're not going to run as much, and so we've been modifying it. But now it's a matter of if he gets one big throw in the shot or in the disc, he could have a trip. Or if he has like his 300 hurdle time right now is dropping significantly, he's got an outside chance in that as well. And as you know, the hurdles, you got to be clean on all of them. And if somebody doesn't have a good race, he may be able to sneak in on that one as well. He's such a hard worker. Super polite kid. You know, he's the kind of guy after track meets, picks up all the trash, asks questions, volunteers for everything, but grinds it out at practice, and it's showing in the results.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a great district no matter what. It always is when this district, and all the coaches I talk to, you included, McCook coaches say, this is you can lay claim this, out west here. We're all the way out west, but we're one of the best. And when it comes to times and marks, you just look after this meet, and that should prove it right there.
Absolutely, I agree, and I'm curious to see how we handle only a 45-minute drive this year, and not a couple hours and sitting around for a while. So, McCook finally gets to drive out this way, and Gothenburg, I enjoy running against those guys because we follow them and we know what the competition is, and there's a lot of respect for all levels. You know, the distance group, obviously, me being biased as the distance coach specifically, we look at what everybody's doing, and for the Niels kid from Gothenburg, the time he put up, like, we know we're chasing that, and that's good because everybody in the state's chasing it. You know, we get to see it at the district meet, so we're excited. We're super excited.